Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday. Day. December the 7th, 2022. Joining us today is V. Hale. Always a delight to have you here.
With bells on.
You know, when we were doing the trivia earlier, you were talking about your wife, and I'm wondering if there are any details that you want to share that you felt like you couldn't share on the main air.
Nope. It was exactly what you know happens when someone's had too much. I wasn't around for it, so I wasn't ready for it. And when I saw her at her chair, like, she wasn't even sitting next to me when we got to our seats.
Right, way down the end.
She was down on the end, and then at some point, she made her way to me, sat next to me, and her chin dropped to her chest, and that was it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just watched One Republic and was like, it's cool. This is great. I'm enjoying the show. And then it ended. And we're in the front of that particular section. And I know we've got
multiple stairs.
Well, we.
A mile and a half to walk.
And also we have.
A crowd. Like,
only listeners in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, it was our audience. So I was like, okay, we've got to run the gauntlet here, and she goes, I can't walk. That's all she could get out. I can't walk. And I was like, oh no. All right. Let's go.
Oh, you're kidding. You weekend at the Bernie'd her?
I weekend at Bernie'd her.
Bernie'd
the stairs and down a big long hall. And then finally, we were walking past so many people who were like, Vinny, give me, you know, like they just want a minute and they deserve a minute.
Who would say hi to you while you have your wife slung around you?
Love the show.
Well, no, but I'm saying
they don't realize that the wife is out. They just see Vinny and.
And so I just took a left and walked out the first door I found. And like I just said earlier,
smart.
We're out in the cold and I don't know what area we're in because I was lost most of the night. But now I'm just like, okay, at least we're cool. And the fresh air did her some good. So she sort of was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure it hit her. Yeah.
All right. It was good. And then we dropped our friends off and. Right out of that lot, I made it like I pulled out of this lot into a left-hand turn lane. Like, you know how you pull
sure,
out
yeah,
and you're right at an intersection. And at the intersection, at the red light, she goes, I need you to pull over. And I'm like,
I'm in the middle of an intersection.
I can't do that.
Hold on. And I cross the street. And I'm turning right into the first thing.
So close.
And he goes, and I go, no. Oh, no, we didn't make it.
And now we have to drive home.
No, well, then we stopped and she got the rest of it out of the car.
That's good news.
And then she slept the rest of the way home. But I didn't know that that's how far this had gone. at the time. I was just
It's for the best that she barfed, though, when she did. Like, that's, you don't want to have laid down. She barfed later at home, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were a bunch of.
That's no good.
But she was a mess.
Oh, wow.
Like, she was down till 4 that next day.
Oh, boy.
Well, oh, wow.
Everybody,
like, down.
It can get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And when she was that night, which is, this is, look, it's cool. I'm an alcoholic. I don't want to be around this shit, but I do understand it. I get it. And there was a point when she's, you know, wasted and barfing. She's like, I shouldn't have switched grapes. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of logic is that?
You stick to your color, I guess, right?
No, they were all red. She's trying to say she went from, like,
she meant
a
white
Merlot
to red
to a Cabernet or something.
No,
out of here.
No,
how about you
no.
stop at 6 wines or 5?
Oh, just a bottle.
Jesus.
You know what's funny? When we saw you guys coming toward us, down when we were all first gathering for you and me to get our little tour and walk through
okay.
for the thing, you came in with
just
the,
getting
with
there,
the party.
Right.
She was clearly shot out of a cannon. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, Chris is here to party. And I knew you'd had dinner and whatever. Mm-hmm. Cause she's, you know, she's a pretty quiet, like, not shy, but reserved kind of a person.
Yeah.
She had a huge smile on her face, comes running over to me. I'm like, oh my God, so good to see you. And, so I didn't, but then that was it. I really didn't see her much. I didn't see her much after
that. Not
that
she needs defending, but I do understand. And I think anybody with kids does too. One of the things I've told her is, like, go out with your friends and get shit-faced. You should.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life's boring enough without ever going out and having fun. Go
right.
do that. But she doesn't because, you know, she's grown up, and I guess she just decides. I mean, you
she
how,
let loose. She the kids are
you know,
being
well,
watched.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you
I
know
don't,
how,
like, I understand you're saying a work event, but I'm like, whatever, dude. Mom went out. She had a good time. It was a killer show with, like, 5 amazing artists, which that is just so rare, right? Unless you're
right.
at a massive festival. Like, I feel like whatever, dude. Like, she had fun. I see nothing wrong with it. But.
Right.
Well, you're not alcoholic, but also.
Well, no, I'm saying from.
It's hard for Vinny because he's got a. Now he's dealing with this.
I'm saying separate from that. Just like, listen, she went out. She had a little too much. Like, it's no one's. You know.
No,
first
no,
time
no. I agree.
That, but
1,000%.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
We're not getting divorced. It's not the end of us. But, like, even Sarah felt like she had to defend
good.
Her, and I didn't. Say it in the moment, but I'm thinking no one got more fucked over by me than you.
That is true.
And you're defending her? Like, all it takes
Unless
for an
miss work, so it's
listen, all it takes for an alcoholic to be back on the sauce is one momentary lapse in judgment.
One tiny slip.
And you're
yeah.
on a run that may never end. So
right.
the truth
well, I have
is,
to imagine, because I know wifey obviously she drinks, but I knew before that, but I have to imagine, like, she doesn't keep that in the house, right?
It's not. Well, she keeps it quiet. And when she gets a glass of wine, she gets it from a cupboard somewhere that I don't even care. But,
oh, okay.
But
yeah.
she keeps it quiet. You know, she'll have a glass or two.
Yeah.
And on 2 glasses, she's great. She's fun. That's,
3 glasses, it's a problem.
It opens her
it's
up.
It's very loud.
It gets her happy.
I'm guessing she had 3 at dinner. Now, just
I don't
guess.
Know. Just I don't know.
Yeah, she seemed very on fire.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I've
well, I will
enough
say,
about that.
Wifey is a smoke show, man. She came
Dude,
in
no
and her
shit,
outfit.
Right?
I told her that, and I was like, I said, you bitch. I said,
know.
Do you have any
2 fucking cats
on your body?
0.
I know. And then I hugged her, and it was like
it's like hugging
little,
a pencil.
Like I probably you should have called me. I probably could have slung her over my shoulder and walked her out for
oh,
you. Dude.
I
said
you would.
I would have just popped her right in my pocket.
Seriously, just like
She'd be
pulled
like
her up, put her in your backpack. Like come on, like a little baby carrier. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So good.
She
for
is
her.
A smoke
and
show.
I know she runs and works like works at
no,
it. But
she's
I'm just
right.
Saying,
it's
still,
not.
Screw you. You skinny banging hot bitch, get out of my face.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
All right, enough about her. Let's get to, do we have any bad advice you've been saving for V. Hale?
I have about maybe a week and a half ago, I think this was maybe middle of last week, you did a story, and I think it's off of Reddit. And it's a woman who went out on a date, and the guy ordered milk.
Yes.
All right. So I'm just going to read you this and you tell me your thoughts because you're the
what?
Only one who's out there on dating apps. Not that you're out there on dating apps. I know you quit that shit.
Well, no, but.
All right. So going on a first date, very nerve wracking. One woman, they say, left gobsmacked after her first date with a man she met online.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
He ordered a glass of milk with his meal. She said she was left feeling a bit yuck after seeing the weird drink choice, that it was odd to order at a restaurant in general, and especially so for a first date. So she posted, I went on a first date with a guy I met online last night. We went out for dinner. When I got there, I found him attractive. However, when it came to ordering drinks, he ordered himself a glass of milk. I've honestly never come across someone doing that in a restaurant. I mean, unless they have children at the table.
I was going to say, did it come in a fucking kid's cup with a straw?
Right, with a sippy.
What's happening?
I just think it's really odd and really put me off him. I've tried to work out why this was such a turnoff, and I can't come up with a reason. It just made me feel a bit yuck. Am I being unreasonable? It's just so odd on a first date, I feel.
Person to ask that, though, because I find anything,
right.
Anything. But I don't understand that. Like, I think milk, because I never liked it growing up, so I just think it's an odd thing to pour a giant glass of. Like, unless it's not, like, in my coffee or cereal, I don't under-fucking stand it. But I feel if you do, that's something you do at home, right? Like, oh, I'm going to pour a big glass of milk. Like, not something you order at a restaurant.
Right. But I guess the question is, if, let's say, Ball Jimmy G was a good match for you and you guys went out to dinner and he ordered milk, would you be like, this is a deal breaker? Or would you just be like, hey, man, why are you ordering milk? That's weird.
No, I wouldn't.
So that wouldn't be a deal breaker.
I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but knowing me, I'd bust his balls right there and be like, are you fucking kidding me? You're ordering a glass of milk?
Do you need me to play your mommy later and change your diet?
No, seriously, dude. Like, read you a bedtime story? Like, what's happening? But I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I definitely would call all my friends and talk shit about it on this radio show, but I think I would give it another shot for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, that's good.
I think there are things that you could say are deal breakers. And if, let's say, for example, you're veg and someone comes in and goes, I'm going to have the biggest steak on the menu. You'd go,
and I'd like it raw, please.
I can't go out with this person every night and watch them eat flesh. I'm against that.
Sense.
Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I could see where people from different cultures, you know, Bryn takes me out and goes, I'll have the eyeballs. And I'd be like,
well, I won't be taking anything off of you.
They come with the entire body, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what you order. If it has eyeballs, that's all Vinny can see.
Oh, really?
You eat eyeballs?
No, I've never eaten an eyeball. I might try. I don't know. I might try it, though. I've tried.
All right, that's my girl.
I grew up with, like, my dad hunted, so I was eating, like, venison and quail, which I know isn't eyeballs, but at very, very, like, 4 or 5 years old. So,
okay.
I think, I don't know, try everything once. I'm trying to think, like, I've done escargot, which...
Snails, okay. Lots of butter, though, and garlic.
Yeah, there was, definitely, like, if that were plain, that wouldn't have worked out well. It did have a funky taste. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but I feel... I don't know. You know,
that's
I say
the
that because I like
you've
to...
ever eaten though, like with snails.
I'm that's what I'm trying to think of, and I think it might be, which is a like very fancy high end thing. So it's like very different than eyeballs.
Well, look, I admit I'm childish, and I understand that, you know, anyone sitting across from me who's, you know, doing their cultural thing, I would feel bad, but I'm also just not, I'm not going to have my plate looking back at me. I'm just not. I mean, I went, who was I on a date? I don't even know. It would have been the first time I was here. I went to one of those restaurants, one of the expensive restaurants, Aqua. Remember that place?
Oh, sure. We used to go to Aqua all the time.
And I ordered a lobster, and the lobster came with the claws like this on the plate, like kind of around the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they took the tail and...
They opened that up and...
And then they broke it in half and made him stand up.
So the body's sitting in the middle of the plate.
Standing up. And they put the plate in front of me, and I pushed it right back and said, make that middle part go away. And the guy goes, sir? And I go, that. Get rid of it. He comes back with just the tail and the claws and goes, and I go, yep, that's what I want. Why yeah, are you making it look at me? Yuck, what is that?
That's all. There's all kinds of good nuggets in there.
Yeah, I didn't want any of those nuggets. They can have that. So I'm admitting that I'm childish. I get it.
That's
but
not even childish. I mean, I can see that.
This is a preference.
It's definitely, you know, it does have a face of sorts.
So what if a guy takes you out, V, and it goes, we're going to the testicle festival. What do you mean you
don't? I don't know what the...
You love eating balls?
Oh, I didn't know what you meant by that.
The testicle festival?
No. It's like in Montana or something.
Yeah, I think it's in Nebraska, actually.
Okay. Is it in Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, like a whole festival to
yeah.
like eating.
They sell
nuts
little purses made out of the scrotum skin.
And you can buy like different animal balls, yeah. deep fried.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oysters, yep. Would you be like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah,
let's try this.
I don't know. Maybe I would like to say I would. I don't know. If it's like made different ways and like prepared for
yes,
you.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I just thought of something. Do you swallow cum?
Yes.
Oh.
I've never spit a day in my life.
Oh. What a fun lady you are.
You know, I would say that
do you
it's
miss
worse
it?
To spit it.
No.
And if you swallow it, it's done. It's gone. It's down the hatch. When you spit it, it's like still there and lingering. And then you got to exit. It's like, what? Oh, God. I can't think about it.
So you just gulp it down.
Yeah. And then it's done.
You're a good lady.
Do a little rinsey poo. Like, I think spitting is worse. Like, I think it hangs around longer.
Okay. But...
That's good advice. I've never heard that before. That's great.
Yeah.
Or you could just say,
that's great.
Please tell me before you come. I don't want your cum in my mouth.
Well, that's
unsexy.
You can shoot it on my tits.
I mean,
or wherever else you
sometimes.
Might wanna.
Right.
Don't want to. Don't do that
though,
on my face. I don't want that. I don't want to. I just wash my hair, usually. I don't want it in my hair.
The hair's the worst.
I don't want it in my eye.
I think it definitely depends on the guy. Like, if I ask the guy, like, if I'm dating him and care about him or whatever, I will say, how do you want to finish? Like, I'll ask them. Like, they're in
sure.
their moment.
Oh, you
right?
don't
like,
just read their mind?
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy, right? How rude of me. I should absolutely do that.
Yeah, I guess you know.
But if it's someone maybe, you know, you don't care deeply about and it's like less, I'm more selfish, I might see what I'm in the mood for and then tell them, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But guys like to finish in the mouth, so if they're in the mood for it, it like adds to it. Remember, I'm weird. I thoroughly,
that's
oddly,
weird.
Like all my friends are like, what weird. The fuck is wrong with you about how much I enjoy sucking dick? And that doesn't mean like I just go around with everyone, but
anybody got a dick they need sucked? I'm really in the mood for that.
Hey, you over there. No, you're good. Oh, hey, he's good. All right. What do I know?
What about you?
I can't believe that you didn't meet someone wonderful when you were at Winterland. Like, you looked great.
Who would I have met? Like, again, it was... I wasn't even up in like the stands or anything, which was great. I actually very much enjoyed watching the show. It was a great view from the side backstage
yeah, yeah.
there. But like we had our, you know, party. We got our drinks and stuff like that. And then after that, it was kind of backstage working, watching the show. And that was, I mean, there was nowhere to mingle or anything. Even really, if I were in the seats, I feel like what
well,
everyone's
you couldn't
watching
talk.
The show,
it was super loud and Then you're there in a row.
It certainly was not a place I really don't think to mingle or meet anyone. Like,
it's a show.
We're watching a
People
show.
Are watching
yeah.
the show, right.
Totally.
Or we're traversing the 2 miles to the next place we have to be at.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Yes, my feet were done after that.
Oh, I'm sure. Mine too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Vinny.
Vin.
I have a question. I was wondering, since you like to smoke pole, have you ever had one where you were like, I can't. It's too big. I can't do it.
Yeah, the guy I lost my virginity to.
Was
I told
that
you guys
big?
This story.
No.
They called him Clydesdale in high school, and before I saw it, I was like, okay, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? What do these guys know about dick size? Like, we're all so young and stuff. Like, obviously, it's fully grown, but, like, what do they think is big versus what is big, right? And he was going to take my virginity. I'm such an idiot. I liked him so much. In the backseat of his sister's car. Like, what a piece of shit. And I'll never forget. He whips it out, and I was like... And I knew what dicks look like, and that was the first one I'd really seen, like, up in my face and stuff. I'd seen dicks, like, you know.
Sure.
Porn and stuff like that, whatever. But I literally laughed. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I don't even know how to suck dick, and this is the first one I'm supposed to do, like, figure it out on. And I started to go down, and I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I was just like, please. Not the right time to pray with a dick in your mouth, but I was like, please God, just like get me through this moment.
To God about your dick, like, sucking?
Yeah, I don't think it was literally praying to God, but I was like, oh, like, you say that to yourself. And I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't know. Yes. I didn't know balls. I didn't know shaft with hands. I knew none of it. So I remember he said to me, and I was like, this motherfucker, but I did not.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Let it get me down.
You
I had
didn't
a response.
Back off.
Like,
you were up for the challenge.
Have you ever done this before?
He
granted,
said that.
He was a virgin too, but he'd had his dick sucked. That's what he said to me. And I was like, wow, this must be going terribly. And I remember I just like, with his big old freaking trouser snake in my face, like holding it. I just remember I looked up from the being on my knees on the floor seat of a car, like, dear God, does it get any worse? And was like, it's just so big. And I remember he was like, yeah,
yep.
Like sat back and I was like, whoo. And then seriously, I was like, can we move on from this? And then we tried to have sex the first time and it wouldn't fit.
Holy. So how big was that thing?
Dude, this thing was monstrous. Not even
you want a regular size one when you lose your virginity.
I don't even want that big now. That's how big.
Oh no,
I wouldn't even.
Too big.
I know girls say that. We've talked about it plenty. It's not that big old. Like, I mean, listen, I like a nice big dick, but not like this. Not. It's overrated. Sarah and I talked about this.
Like,
it hits your cervix.
It's too much. A little girth is better than length, for sure.
And that's the thing. It was girth and length.
The whole thing.
Like, it was just like a fucking arm came out of his pants. And I'm like, forget it.
I'm a little jealous
it's
right
terrible.
Now.
Yeah, it's not right.
Don't be jealous, you guys.
Don't be.
And,
seriously,
you know,
especially the way you like to run up an asshole, dude. No one's going to let you run up in their butt with that, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No okay, one. I'm not jealous anymore.
Yeah. You're fine. You're good over there, Aho.
I wonder, you know, when I was in high school, there was this chick, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
That I was friends with. And, or, you know, sort of friend adjacent, like one of my best friends in school was this chick, Susie Wagner.
Susie!
And Susie and Carol were pretty close. So I knew Carol and we were all talking and she was, you know, we're seniors in high school and she was talking about like, she's like, I have tried with my boyfriend to lose my virginity, but he's immense. Like the thing was they've tried. She's like, it fucking hurts. We can't get it
so
in.
So bad.
And you know, I mean, when you're a kid, you know, that place hasn't been made to accommodate things.
No.
Like a tampon is the most you've ever really, I mean, maybe, I don't know, if there's like a dildo that you're using. But some people are just, they're too big. They're for the girls that are already bored out. That's, you know, Pam Anderson
needs.
Yeah,
you got to find
needs,
one. You,
right.
It's, I don't know. It's not,
uncomfortable.
It's not enjoyable.
There was a comedian, and I, for the life of me, I don't know her name, but she said this joke like in the 80s, and I've never forgotten it. She's like, she's getting with some guy. Oh, she's a black woman. And she's like with a black guy. And she says, you know, that's just, it's just too big. And he says, the woman's vagina can stretch to to have a baby. You can do this. And she's like, I don't want to have a baby every time I see you.
Dude, it's true. Also, we don't dilate for dick. Like, that's a process right. that happens once you go, like, into labor. It's
right.
not like our vagina's like, oh, let us stretch to fit. Like, dear God.
Right. I mean, the dilation happens on the cervix, which is way up at the roof. And sometimes they actually cut your side of your vagina or it will tear.
They split you from.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Pussy to butthole.
Every
no
time. That's
that.
Not
all you
sexy.
Gotta do is just paint the outside with some lube before it happens. I'm sure.
No, that doesn't.
That's
right
not,
there
doesn't,
on
that
the
doesn't stretch
the
tissues.
Just
no.
Just lube a little lube, and you'll be fine.
And you get all bored out
who,
by
who don't have a cervix have the answer.
Let me tell you how to do this,
fit
honey.
Our vagina
just spread
better,
some
little
lube
lady.
Around the area, real good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we didn't really get to anything, but. I think that's fine.
I don't think we really need to get to anything.
Yeah,
it's true.
We did. Listen, milk's not a deal breaker. I'm telling her fully to go out on another date. And there is such thing as too big a cock.
Oh, yeah.
I think we covered all the bases today, really.
We really did get around, didn't we?
What happened with that boy?
You did lose your virginity with him.
Besides the two teeth scratches up the front of his cock.
Yeah,
besides that, what did you have?
I don't think I did that. I don't even think I, well, maybe I did. That's true. I don't remember that part of it. I had the most painful sex of my life and he basically barely talked to me again and then like had a new girlfriend shortly after.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We've talked about that story before.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I don't remember it
either. Stories. I remember something
about
Clydesdale.
It really set my mindset for.
Clydesdale sounds familiar.
For what?
Yeah.
For how
it
guys
just set
are.
My mindset for yeah for men like I never thought it would happen to me like you always hear those like terrible stories or it's in a movie right like I was like no way and but I did I had sex with him because a friend told me like he wasn't wanting to, it was summer he wasn't wanting to see me he wasn't like answering my pages God that ages me and I'm like what the hell and my friend's like who was sexually active so it's different. Was like, dude, you guys need to have sex. Like, if once you guys have sex, it'll. And I was like, I don't know, like me. And so I did. I strictly, not to be like, oh, it was my friend's fault. I'm not saying that at all. But I strictly was like, I had sex to like hope that would like
make him your
make
boyfriend,
him like me more, a little more. Yeah, I mean, and yeah,
that's a pretty.
I mean,
common
he walked
mistake.
Out of my house, barely hugged me. Like I went in for like a kiss, nothing, and walked out. And I was like, that feeling. I don't think that feeling will ever leave you. Like. Not
I
in
just
that moment
gave
necessarily,
something
but
away
just, yeah.
For nothing.
Like
for a loser.
Something you hoped would be like cool and special and with someone. But whatever now, like, but I think it truly set a mindset in me and like showed me a different side of men in that situation.
You know what's
you know?
Weird is that my first time was like I had the best time. Me and that girl.
It's not painful for a dude.
Well, it's not. It wasn't painful. It was just fun. We liked Playful. Each other. I was happy. I wanted to see her again immediately. Like, I was really, I liked yeah. it. I don't know why it always seems to be that girls have such shitty stories about their first yeah. time. Mm. Always. True.
Well, I also like. Wasn't comfortable with my body. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now,
teenagers
like, I'll finish
them,
and I
want.
It's
right.
the worst. Like, I didn't want my sheet off my boob. Like, I just, like, I didn't, like, it was so
awkward.
Yeah, you're not, like, into your.
You don't have right
self and your
because
body.
Because you don't know what's
going to
happen
it.
And you're not.
No.
Yeah.
It feels like half the stories are. It didn't go well. And the other half are, I told him no and he did it anyway.
Yeah, it's that's.
It's like, oh, God, these stories are never good.
Mm. Yeah. Ah! Thankfully, the latter did not happen.
Somebody write us a good story and send it to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And don't make it up. Like, if only if you had a like a truly great first time.
And you know what? After my first time and we were together for a little while longer, and then I don't remember because we were kids at basically 15 or whatever. We broke up for whatever reason. I saw her again like when I was in college and I was in San Diego and she'd come down. I don't know why, but whatever.
To see you?
No, but oh, I saw her. It was like amongst our friends. But I saw her and thought, oh, we're so getting back together. Like, I'm into her. She's cute. She just didn't have that for me at all. Like, she didn't not like me. I just was like, well, you know,
she
you were my
thirsty
first.
For you.
You were my first. I mean, we should circle back for that, right?
She didn't she crave
was,
your cock?
No, she was just kind of like, yeah, this is fun. Bye.
Oh. Good to see you.
Weird.
See you next
catching
time.
Catching up, buddy. High five.
Yeah. Yep.
Bye. All right. We're done.
The end.